Welcome, everyone. It is so great to have you joining me in today's session. Now, have you experienced something where business is going absolutely fantastic? You're having this vision of the future, what your business, what your personal life is going to look like. And then suddenly, 3-4 months down the line, it's like a roller coaster ride that's going down. And you're thinking, oh, wow, what's going to happen when I get to the bottom? Well, many businesses actually do experience very, very unpredictable revenue. And I spent some time to almost unwrap why is it that we have this unpredictable revenue. Well, one of the big areas that I've come to realize is when things are going well, we like to almost celebrate it in a fashion which is money going out of our bank account. But when things are going not so well, we start to scramble. We're now looking for new business on an ongoing basis. And this is when the light bulb moment actually went off. Because when things are going well, the last thing we think about is looking for new business. But when things are not going well, we're scrambling for new business. And that actually leads me into the session that I'm going to talk about today, which is this growth mindset around lead generation. Now, for many people, when they hear that word lead generation, it's almost like a wall goes up. And I've spent many, many hours and days thinking, how do we take the word or the phrase lead generation and actually turn it around so it actually becomes something that you want to do? Well, the simplest was just turn the two words around. Instead of calling it lead generation, just call it, well, I'm going to actually generate leads. As soon as you do that, suddenly your mindset starts to change. So that's the first area that we're wanting to do, is to really get you into this mindset that is on a growth path to generate leads. So a question, and I like to start these sessions with a question, to really get you to think a little bit deeper. The question I have for you today is your current lead flow driven by habit and systems or by urgency and reaction? Let me say that again. Is your current lead flow driven by habits and systems or by urgency and reaction? Because this is where I'm hoping at the end of the session, you're going to get yourself into that position where business, the revenue side of it, isn't like a roller coaster. In fact, it's like a straight highway that is just absolutely wonderful. So I've been going through this to see how can I help you as an individual to eradicate that roller coaster and that unpredictable revenue stream that always happens, especially in the sales environment. Well, there was something that comes straight out of the book, The One Thing, and it's one of their key principles. And it goes like this: extraordinary results come from consistent lead domino action. Extraordinary results come from consistent lead domino action. Now, we all want extraordinary results, and that is something that we strive to have all the time in our business. But from consistent lead domino actions. So what is a lead domino? Well, a lead domino is that very first activity and task that you actually do that creates a sequence of events that follows. Now, the trick is to identify what that lead domino is. And once you find it, well, you need to be consistent at knocking it over every single time. And what is that lead domino, especially to eradicate that unpredictable revenue? Well, it actually goes down to generating leads, but more importantly, prospecting. Prospecting is something that, well, when we truly understand it, actually helps us to bring in all those relationships and those leads for us to go forward. So I sat down, I looked at all of this, And I said, okay, we've got this powerful question that I'm going to be sharing with you. Is your current lead flow by habit and system, or is it by urgency and reaction? And I know for many clients that I've spoken with, they start out with the urgency and reaction, and I want to change you over to the other side. It's not the dark side. It's actually the light side. It's the revenue side. That is the habit and the system side of it. So three tips that I would like to share with you, and each one of them you can actually do at the end of this particular session. In fact, it's something that you can actually start thinking about as you're actually watching and listening to me. So what is the very first one? Well, the very first one is, if you don't do the activity, it's never going to get done. In order for you to create a habit, a consistent habit, you have to do it on a repeated basis. But how do we get to do it on a repeated basis? Well, the first tip is time block daily to actually do that prospecting activity. You need to find a time in your day where you can say, hey, every single day from, let's say, from 8:30 till 9:30, I'm just going to be doing my prospecting activities. I want to put it in my calendar, and I want to book it like it is the most important appointment of my entire day. And in fact, it should be treated that way. Because if you stop doing the prospecting at that particular time and the habit fades, well, then you're going to get into that little roller coaster ride as you're going through. So what we need to do is look at your calendar, look at your diary. What is that time? And it's always best to do in the morning when your energy is high and you've got a lot of drive and inspiration to do it, is to schedule it before 11 a.m. each morning. That's what we've established as the best possible time for the outcome. So schedule it, and it must be daily from Monday through to Friday, or maybe even Saturday or Sunday, depending on you, but at least Monday through to Friday on your working days. Schedule yourself, whether it's a half an hour, whether it's 45 minutes. I know many people say 3 hours, but let's start small. Let's make it a small activity that you build that appointment with yourself to do that prospecting. And if you have any difficulty in trying to find out where to place it in your particular calendar, or to identify that particular lead domino, that prospecting habit, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Go through to stuarthislop.com, and on the top right of the screen of the actual website, you'll see there's a little button that says book a clarity call. Book it with me. I'm here to help you. So tip one, time block it daily. Find that time, put it into your calendar, and make sure that you do it every single day at the same time. And make sure it's a non-negotiable appointment. Someone phones you and says, hey, Stuart, do you mind if we see you at maybe 9 o'clock tomorrow morning? You go, oh, wait a minute, I've got an appointment at 9. Could we meet at 10:30? It's as easy as that. Clients that want the appointment and know that you're busy will respect it, and you'll be able to move forward. So that's tip number one. Very straightforward, very easy, but something that you can actually do right away. Now, tip number two is actually, what is the activity? You've put it into your calendar, but what is that particular activity? And here I wanted to really get you focused on prioritizing around relationship-based outreaches. All right, so when you're going into that particular time block and you're going to be prospecting, make sure that you're focused on building relationships, or maybe finding new relationships, or maybe securing existing relationships to make them into a transaction. You see, when you actually have the purpose all around relationships, and that outreach is included to do the relationship building, finding, and securing, what you're going to start to establish is, it's not something that's going to make you fearful. In fact, it's going to make you feel, hey, I can do this every single day. You see, as humans, we thrive on the relationships around us. And when I talk about relationships, I'm talking about human interactions. When you talk to somebody and it actually feels good, you leave that conversation in a positive way, and that helps to drive you through the day. Now, you might be thinking, but Stuart, how's building a relationship going to help me with my revenue? Well, if you think about it, revenue, which is an outcome, you actually don't have the control of the outcome. You can't make someone say, yes, I'm going to choose you. But what you can do is you can find and build and secure the relationship so that it can lead to those outcomes. Remember, we talk about that lead domino action, and that's what this lead domino action is. It all falls into that category of relationships. So the second tip, when you're focused in that time blocking period, make sure it is prioritized around relationship building and based outreaches. Get it deep with your particular clients. And the great thing is, it's not about doing a sale. It's not about phoning them and saying, hey, I need an order from you. It could be something as simple as, hey, by the way, you know that we've been doing business for the last 3 years. And in fact, the first order that you gave me was on this very day. I actually just wanted to phone and celebrate and say thank you. That was amazing. Little calls like that goes a long way. That particular client, that particular prospect will remember that. So make sure that you're actually ready for it as you're actually going forward. So number two, prioritize those relationship-based outreaches. So let's go down to the third one. And the third one is, well, when you're making these particular calls, you need to track them. You need to know what you said in that particular conversation. And why that is so important, well, you're not only having one-off conversations with individuals, you're having multiple conversations, because multiple conversations leads to better relationships. Better relationships increase trust and, more importantly, business opportunities as well as referral opportunities. So we need to track those activities. The last thing that you want when you're having a conversation with a prospect, that every conversation feels like it's the first conversation every single time. No, what you want is you want the conversations to flow. Hey, John, remember the last time we had that conversation and we celebrated 3 years? I cannot believe it. So how's business been so far? You see, that is a follow-on conversation, something that actually then starts to flow. I'm not saying I want the business. I'm saying I want to build the relationship. The relationship leads to the business. So make sure that you track what you say with your particular clients. Put that information, put it into your CRM, into your database. That's your business's memory. Put it inside there so the next time you make that call, you can actually have that continual conversation. As well as what happens many, many times in that conversation, a client may ask you something. Hey, by the way, we need to have this particular report on this particular project. And you might be going, absolutely, you can note all that down. So the next time you have the conversation with them, you can look at your database and say, hey, we've got 7 days to get this completed and return back to our clients, giving you the real reason to give your clients another phone call and actually have that discussion further. They've asked for it. They're expecting it. So make sure you're tracking all of those conversations so that you can actually almost ingest what's coming in, put it into your CRM, into your particular database, and you keep those conversations flowing every single time. What you're going to find is your clients are not going to just see you as a supplier or as a prospective vendor. What they're going to see you as almost a friend, someone that they trust, someone that they definitely know, and someone who they want to do business with. And that's what we do through this particular process. Now, you might feel that, well, how is this going to help? Well, the end of the result here is people buy from people. And relationships is all about bringing people together. So when you're looking at your prospecting, I want you to take your mindset and grow into this generating leads through building up these particular relationships. So let me come back to that question, because that question that I started in the beginning, you can see how important it really is. Is your current lead flow, these are leads coming into your business, driven by habit and system or by urgency and reaction? I want you to move to the point where you're creating the habit every single day. The system is so straightforward. The system is actually prioritizing relationship-based conversations. Your system includes taking that conversation, capturing it into your CRM, into your database, so that you're ready and prepared for the next conversation, that next touch that goes out. When you start to put this into your business, you're going to see a dramatic change in the way your relationship with your clients starts to grow. And once it starts to grow, you're going to see that outcome. It starts to evolve into revenue. And that's ultimately how we get ourselves from an unpredictable revenue to a predictable revenue. Because we'll get that knowledge on what our clients needs, what they want, and we'll be able to deliver that without any kind of urgency or reaction to try and scratch for business. So you have this opportunity to change the way you do your business, building those relationships, putting it into a schedule, and making sure that you track it. These three tips are straightforward, something that you can implement straight away. Quick little recap, make sure that you're finding time in your calendar every single day. It can be 30 minutes, could be 45, could be an hour. You could push to 3 hours if you want. Put it into your calendar. Then the activity, make sure that you prioritize relationship-based outreaches, so that you can get to understand your clients and actually build those relationships deeper. And then the third, follow those conversations by taking that information, putting it into your database, your CRM, so that you're ready and prepared for that next conversation. It's a very simple process. And if you're having any difficulties going through this, as I've said, contact me. Jump onto my website, stuarthislop.com, and go up to the top right, you'll see there's a little button that says book a free clarity call. No obligations. It is my way to give back. It's my way to help you to be successful. And more importantly, for you to actually have that predictable revenue that you've strived for all of your particular life. So I love to end with a particular quote. And this particular quote is, success is built one lead domino at a time. Success is built at one lead domino at a time. So go ahead, take those three tips, put them into action, because just sitting here and learning, it creates the awareness, which is great. But it's when you put it into action that you'll actually get results. I'm looking forward to seeing you in my next session to help you move forward with your business as well as your personal life. From myself, Stuart, you have a fantastic and productive day and week ahead. Cheers for now.
You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.